at 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you want to touch base or throw me off my rhythm. Locally, 781-350-3264. Yes. Anyway, I will go live on Facebook, but I will no longer do the whole broadcast. So, I mean, all you're doing is seeing, like, you know, sometimes my backside queuing up records. What fun is that? For that matter, listen to this show. What fun is that? Anyway, I got some unusual stuff for Desperate Hours I'll be playing as I kind of stretch myself out. And as I said in the video, for the two of you who actually acknowledged watching it, my skills on the sneeze button will be tested. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
She's a real gem. Gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness.
Face turns blue. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Mary Ann, who's that man? sleep. Don't know what to do without the taste of meat. It's that smell that gets me high. I love the feel of your upper thigh. So sit on my bike, on my bike. Sit on my bike, Stevie Nicks. Please sit on my bike, on my bike. Sit on my bike, Stevie Nicks. When I first saw you, I had a bit. Couldn't wait to eat your steamy clit. This offensive will stick around. We'll make you puke and vomit like a hound. So sit on my bike, on my bike. Sit on my bike, Stevie Nicks. Please sit on my bike, on my bike. Sit on my bike, Stevie Nicks. Sit on me.
6:20 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I was running around looking for a record that was requested of me to play. And then I forgot the track, but I found the artist. I'm pretty sure I got the track. So I'll play something. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up, as always, Jerry Warren and Tremble. Track originally released on the Dorset label, 1960. I get off of Strum and Mental Part 1. You just heard the Rotters from 1978. And they're paying to Stevie Nicks on their own Rotten Records label. We used to get regular airplay on the old Crocker Boston with Dwayne Ingles Glasscock on Saturday mornings. Got played a lot, actually, for a couple of years. The Rotters and Sin May Face, Stevie Nicks. The Music Machine before that, and Trouble. And off their best stuff thing, you call Turn On the Music Machine. On Collectibles, originally released on the original Sound label in 1966. Todd Rundgren from the Runt LP did Who's That Man? 1970 on Bearsville. The Pixies and Here Comes Your Man. Off the album Doolittle from the my personal soundtrack of the 80s. Actually, the very late 80s, because it came out in the mid-1989. The album was Doolittle. And then we kicked it off with Roy Head and the Traits and Treat Her Right from 1965 on the Backbeat label. Okay, let me cue up what I was going to cue up. I'll be right with you. Hang on. I got a song queued up by request from Winthrop. I don't think it's the right song, but it's the right artist. So, I don't know. One out of two ain't bad. These are the Desperate Hours.
Girl, is a whole right by me. Most anything that you want, girl, is a whole right by me. Girl, because I just want to make you happy. That's all I'm trying to do. Yes, I just want to make you happy and spend my lifetime with you. Most anything that you want, girl, is a whole right by me. Most anything that you want, girl, is a whole lot by me. Girl, cause I just wanna make you happy. That's all I try to do. Yes, I just wanna make you happy and spend my lifetime with you.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Bowling alley-oop, done laid down his claws. He shaved off his goatee and jumped in the tub. He put on his fursuit and swung from a tree. He said he was going to the bowling alley. He walked in the door, bought bowling ball and shoes. From that day on, he had the bowling ball blues. He bowled every night, even joined a bowling team. When he got his first strike, he let out a scream. He kept on bowling till his average improved. That was when he thought he was in the bowling groove. Now he walks around with a cigar in his hand. People start to know him as a bragging man. Was bowling one night and got a 300 game. That was when they found he wasn't very tame. He jumped on the desk and hollered everyone could hear. I'm the greatest bowler far and near. Started throwing balls every which way, knocking people down, trying to get away. Now when he walks in, somebody's gonna shout,
"Bowling alley oops, here you better watch out."
Now, shoot.
7 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, you just heard The Rumblers, a track that was previously unreleased, recorded around 1963 for the Downey Records label. And Blockade, a.k.a. That's It. For that, you heard a band called The Cavemen do a song called Bowling Alley Oop. I have no idea if Gary Paxton or Kim Fowley had anything to do with that monstrosity. But anyway, it can be found on The Big Itch, Volume 4. It was originally released on the Betco label in 1963. Before that, the Guess Who from 1965 on Scepter and Shaken All Over. And then before that, we kicked off the set with a request-ish Iron Butterfly and Most Anything You Want off the Inagata DeVita LP, 1968 on ADCO, because I didn't remember the track you asked for. I just remembered Iron Butterfly, and I was queuing something up. But anyway, I hope that works, at least for now. Coming up at 8 o'clock, I'm not sure who's going to come in. I know I'm out of here at 8 o'clock. We are signing up for shows on Sunday. So I appreciate you listening and giving your support to this show and all the others here at MFO. Anyway, why don't we get right back into it? Because I got this song queued up. Not that I particularly am crazy about it, but yeah, it's queued up. These are Desperate Hours.
Smile, oh so sweet. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
You just give them what they want.
They'll get what they want.
Sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. This is the love that I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms got to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more.
6:49 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Well, what happened again? Anyway, just heard Bobby Darin, a track that he released on Capitol 1964. I got off a compilation, Wild, Cool, and Swingin', came out in 1996, part of the Ultra Lounge series. For that, Dusty Springfield, What's It Gonna Be? Off the Look of Love album, came out in 1967 on Philips. For that, the Gents did I'll Cry off the compilation Sigh, Cry, Die. Damn. Came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. The original release was in 1966 on the Duane label. And we kicked off the set with the Shanes. And From My Window, originally released on the PV label in 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 4. This next set is going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Let me see you. Wide awake and take all the Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I got a new black superstock, the Milford 426.
Cheater, cheater.
Torsioned up six in front, low and back with cheater slick.
Cheater, cheater.
Got a beefed up automatic and it blows off the sticks. When I power break it up, I don't spin with my slicks.
Cheater slick.
They're cheater slicks.
Cheater slick.
Yeah. They're two big black beauties and when it's wet, they spin. But on a dry highway, they really start to dig in. Now, I never start to panic when I smell a butyl burn, because my slicks are digging in and I really start to turn. Turn on, baby. Yeah. Beauties and when it's wet they spin.
Cheater, cheater.
But on a real dry highway they really dig in.
Cheater, cheater.
Now I said I don't panic when I smell a butyl burn, cause my slicks are digging in and I really start to turn. Turn on, baby. They're always telling me I'm cheap, you know what I mean, yeah. I'll race a 409, a 413, a big 425. I'll beat them all because there's nothing, Jack. I got my big one.